Gavrik to Kopitar. To Gavrik, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are John Rosen and Darrell Evans.
Welcome back, hockey fans. Darrell downstairs taking part in some TV duties with Fox Sports West as we turn our attention to the post-game show. Time now for the three stars as the Kings fall by a score of 4-1 to the Winnipeg Jets here on a Thursday evening in Winnipeg, Manitoba. The season series is now evened up between these two teams. Both games thus far have been played here at the MTS Center. Both teams claiming 4-1 victories. The rubber match of this season series will actually take place in the final game of the regular season. That's on April 9th, a Saturday, back at Staples Center. And given the tightness of the Western Conference standings and how collected all those teams are, that's something that very well could have a big impact on where the Kings slot in the Western Conference playoffs, the Pacific Division playoffs as well. Will the Kings be facing a wild card team? Will they be traveling somewhere in California? Keep in mind that the Anaheim Ducks, with an overtime loss tonight in Toronto, did clinch a playoff berth, and we'll talk about the standings in just a little bit here, Kings fans. Want to give you tonight's three stars of the game. All three were from the Winnipeg Jets. Number three star of the game, number 26, Blake Wheeler, had a pair of assists and finished a plus two in 16 minutes and 27 seconds of ice time, issued four hits, took six total shot attempts, two of which were on goal, and also had one takeaway that he was credited with. Blake Wheeler having a strong season for this Winnipeg Jets team. And he now has 66 points on the year to lead the Jets. Number two star of the game, Mark Scheifele. We heard from him this morning and also on the first intermission as Scheifele, number two star, two assists, plus two rating in 18 minutes and 16 seconds of ice time, took two shots on goal. Won only 7 of 18 faceoffs, though, as the Kings were dominant in the faceoff circle, winning 37 of 58 draws. Number one star of the game, and somebody who has turned in to be quite the foe for this Los Angeles Kings team, was Andre Pavlik. Pavlik does not have the most sterling numbers against the rest of the National Hockey League, but has been, for the most part, heavily used starting goaltender here for the Winnipeg Jets. And every time he draws the LA Kings, he gives them strong efforts. He came into this game with a save percentage of .933 against the Kings, and Pavlik tonight turned aside 33 of 34 shots in earning the win against Los Angeles. Pavlik now, all time against the Kings, a record of 3-3. We're going to take a quick break here, Kings fans. But before we do, I want to remind that the LA Kings season ticket members should be renewing their season ticket membership today to join the 50th anniversary celebration, including the 2017 NHL All-Star Weekend. Your deadline to secure early pricing and your playoff tickets is this Saturday, March 26th. Visit season ticks, lakings.com/season ticks, that's T-I-X, or call 1-888-KINGS-LA. Taking another break here, Kings fans. We'll come back in just a moment with the Rusnak Pasadena Audi highlight, so stay tuned. More hockey to discuss on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
I really hope my college alma mater succeeds. Go Remedial School of Radio and Cosmetology!
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Catch the tournament with tons of TVs and great food at Tacos and Tequila.
Number two,
you could win a new Audi A5 Cabriolet.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Yahoo ranked Morongo as the number one casino in Southern California.
Morongo, good times.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Quick and convenient vehicle maintenance services for busy people like you. It's a drive-through oil change, so quick you don't even have to get out of your car. Valvoline Instant Oil services domestic and foreign vehicles, including Lexus, BMW, Mercedes, plus trucks, diesel, and hybrid models. With over 75 locations, you're never far from a Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to SoCalOilChange.com for locations, coupons, and a list of services. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive up, drive in, and drive out in about 20 minutes or less. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Hello. Hi, Jennifer. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
That's awesome.
We heard you're a nurse in a neonatal intensive care unit. What's that like?
We have anywhere from 65 to 90 babies. It's not unusual to save a baby a couple of times a shift.
Wow, that's an important job.
My son was in the NICU for 3 months. He's my inspiration for becoming a NICU nurse.
That's incredible. So we heard the NICU could use a few items. What do you guys need?
We can use mobiles, rocking chairs, swings.
Well, the Southern California Honda dealers want to help. We'd like to donate a few of everything.
I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Today, we help nurses help babies. And during the Honda Dream Garage sales event, we can help you find a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the Civic, the best-selling car in California. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Jennifer is a real person who was paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS Automotive, Polk, California, new total registrations for calendar year 2015.
Kings Hockey now.
Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike.
Tomorrow at noon.
7979 KABC.
Welcome back, hockey fans. Los Angeles Kings falling by a score of 4-1 to the Winnipeg Jets here at the MTS Center on a Thursday night in Manitoba. And we'll look at the standings in just a little bit. Before we do so, Kings fans, want to go and take a look and listen at the highlights tonight brought to you by Rusnak Pasadena Audi. As looking back at this game, back in the first period, scoreless first period, the Kings were dominant in terms of zone time and puck possession. Back in the first period, Kings out shooting the Jets 14-4, generating a couple high-quality scoring opportunities, and that carried over into the second period, where they killed off a four-minute minor. And then while they were on a power play of their own, were able to strike first to take a lead midway through the second. And now Kopitar shoots, he scores! Andrei Kopitar breaking into the offensive zone down the right wing from the middle of that right circle, unleashes a shot inside the near post, and he's able to beat Andrei Pavlik stick side. It's a power play goal, and the Kings lead it 1-0. That power play goal coming off the rush, as Kopitar able to sneak that one in just inside that far post. Really nice shot in between the blocker and that right pad of Andrei Pavlik. So for Kopitar, power play goal, 25th of the season. Assist to Carter and Doughty at 9:25. One of the challenges in this game, though, Kings unable to find that second goal. And then late in the second period, the Winnipeg Jets able to get a huge late tying goal. Jets get a quick shot off, bringing the puck into the offensive zone. It was wide of the net from Ehlers. Comes back to the right point. Bufflin with a blast. He scores! Dustin Bufflin, 15 seconds into the third period. Not sure if there was traffic buzzing through in front of Jonathan Quick, but he tees up a loose puck from the right point, beats Quick, and Winnipeg now leads for the first time this evening. It's 2-1. And that was actually Winnipeg's third goal. Looking back at their second goal, it was Adam Lowry from Halaschuk and Trouba at 18:20 of that second period. Bufflin, though, his 17th of the season from Wheeler and Shifley, 15 seconds into the third period, breaking a 1-1 deadlock. After that, the Jets able to get a valuable insurance goal from virtually the same location. Kings win the draw. Muzzin's pass off the sideboards, broken up. Jets battle for it, win that battle. Shifley back to the right point. Shot by Postma. He scores from the right point. Through traffic again, past Jonathan Quick, and the Jets now lead it 3-1. That was Postma's second of the year, assist to Shifley and Wheeler at 2:54. And then, for added measure, the Jets, with Jonathan Quick pulled for the extra attacker, able to lift the puck the entire length of the ice. That was Drew Stafford, able to score into the empty net. Stafford sends a long puck all the way back into the King zone, out of the reach there of Luke Shen, and into the empty net, and it's now a 4-1 Winnipeg lead. And that was Stafford's 20th. It was unassisted at 18:02, an even strength empty net goal in the third period. Jets outscore the Kings 4-0 at even strength here this evening. And of course, one of those was that empty net goal. But when you talk about even strength teams, the Jets have been fine at even strength this year. That has certainly not been a challenge of theirs at all this season. Winnipeg's challenges have been in special teams, where they ranked 29th on the power play and 25th on the penalty kill. That was entering tonight's action. But in even strength, they outscore the Kings by a score of 4-0. We're going to take our final break here of the broadcast here. Kings fans, come back in just a moment and turn our attention to some scores around the National Hockey League. And we'll also take a look at how the standings shake out back in the Western Conference, what it means for L.A., what it means for Anaheim, and what it means for San Jose was about to get that puck dropped. They've already dropped that puck, actually, back at the Shark Tank SAP Center up in the South Bay. So stay tuned. Lots more to discuss here. Kings fans will wrap up the broadcast in just a moment. And thank you again for staying with us here on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
I really hope my college alma mater succeeds. Go Remedial School of Radio and Cosmetology!
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Catch the tournament with tons of TVs and great food at Tacos and Tequila.
Number two.
You could win a new Audi A5 Cabriolet.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Yahoo ranked Morongo as the number one casino in Southern California.
Morongo. Good times.
Hey, KABC listeners, we all know that driving in traffic means running the risk of another careless driver hitting us. If you're injured in an accident, 1-800-THE-LAW-2 is ready to help you. Don't lose your rights. Call right away. An attorney at 1-800-THE-LAW-2 can handle your case and could get you medical attention, your car repaired, and substantial monetary compensation. Call now, 1-800-THE-LAW-2, or visit 1-800-THE-LAW-2.com.
Remember, since each case varies, not a guarantee.
Blocking a puck traveling 100 miles an hour takes incredible skill and talent. But you know what takes even more skill and talent? Developing life-saving treatments and surgeries that doctors at Children's Hospital Los Angeles perform every year for thousands of sick kids right here in L.A. So please, join the Kings in supporting life-saving care and research at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you live L.A., give L.A. Make a donation at chla.org/kings. That's chla.org/kings.
Oh, we told you we're changing things up at McDonald's. You can finally get breakfast all day. Burgers you can customize the way you want. Order for Max?
Thanks.
Enjoy. Not a believer yet, huh? Well, hang tight. We got something else that might surprise you. Breakfast bowls. Boom. They're loaded with egg white, turkey sausage, kale, and spinach. Or try a scrambled egg and chorizo bowl. Each for just $4.39.
Hey, I'll have a breakfast bowl.
Yeah, you will. We're changing things up. So come, see for yourself. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast bowl served during breakfast hours only.
Hello.
Hi, Maggie. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, that would be lovely.
We heard you work with an animal shelter. How many animals do you have there?
Right now, we have about 100 dogs, everything from chihuahuas to mastiffs.
That's a lot of dogs. Who walks them?
We have volunteers. We also used to have a doggy treadmill to exercise some of the more muscular dogs, but our treadmill broke.
Well, the Southern California Honda dealers want to help. We'd like to get you a brand new dog treadmill.
Oh, my goodness. That's just remarkable. Thank you so much.
Today, we helped walk some dogs. And during the Honda Dream Garage sales event, we can help you with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the Accord, the best-selling midsize car in California. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Maggie's a real person and was paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS Automotive, Polk, California, new retail, non-luxury, traditional midsize car registrations for calendar year 2015.
The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne. Listen to every second here.
Home of the Kings, baby!
790 KABC.
And one final check in here, Kings fans, from the MTS Center in Winnipeg. As Los Angeles getting ready to head back to the airport and return home to face the Edmonton Oilers in a game that will start at 7 p.m. this coming Saturday. And we will have the Pizza Hut pregame show for you at 6:30 p.m. L.A. time. Meanwhile, turning our attention now to the out-of-town scoreboard, a heavy night of action, as they often are on Thursday nights across the NHL. Looking now at games that are still in action right now, and already the Sharks, a 1-0 lead over the Edmonton Oilers midway through the first period. Roman Polak with a goal for San Jose, as the Sharks looking to take advantage of a night in which the Kings and Ducks both lost, so the Ducks did gain a point, losing to the Toronto Maple Leafs in overtime. Elsewhere, Flyers at the Avalanche, that's a 1-1 game after two periods of play. Stars at Coyotes, 1-1 after one. Panthers go into Boston, defeat the Boston Bruins by a score of 4-1, four different goal scores. Look at Vincent Trocheck, 24 goals on the season, nice breakout season that he's had. Elsewhere, Devils, 3-0 win, shutout. Scott Wedgwood gets the win there for the Devils. Shutout win on the road at Pittsburgh, a team that had looked quite hot entering play coming into this week. Elsewhere, the Hurricanes go into Columbus, beat the Blue Jackets by a score of 3-2. The Red Wings, 4-3 winners at home over the visiting Montreal Canadiens. Predators beat the Vancouver Canucks in a shootout. Vancouver had led 2-0 after the first period of play, but the Predators get two goals in the third period. They're going to be a really tough out in the playoffs. The Wild triple the Flames, 6-2, as Nicklas Backstrom earns the loss, allows six goals in the return to Minnesota on the evening. And, of course, the game that we've been following along, the Anaheim Ducks, falling in overtime, courtesy of Nazem Kadri goal, second of the game, a 6-5 barn burner at the Air Canada Center as the Ducks pick up a 1 point in the loss. So looking now at the Pacific Division standings, the Kings in 74 games have a record of 44-25-5. They remain at 93 points. The Ducks pick up a point in the loss with 73 games played. That's one game in hand on the Kings. That's now a record of 40-23-10. So with 90 points again, 3 points behind the Kings with a game in hand. And San Jose currently in action. This is their 74th game of the season. So by the end of the night, they'll have the same amount of games played as the Kings, one more than the Ducks. And they currently have 88 points. So it could end up being a pretty good night for the San Jose Sharks. I want to say a big thank you to everybody who helped put this broadcast together. That, of course, begins back with my broadcast partner, in Daryl Evans. Big thank you, as always, to everyone back at our KABC 790 AM studios. A big thank you to Steve Palett, Joe Armstrong, and, of course, Wayman Porter. Big thank you as well to Mike Guyason up here producing the broadcast and serving as our technician on site here at the MTS Center. Once again, in front of 15,294 fans here in Winnipeg, the Jets skate to a 4-1 win over the Los Angeles Kings. We'll be right back on Saturday night as the Kings look to snap out of their losing streak while taking on the Edmonton Oilers. Have a great night, everybody.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for three cups in 5 years on your home for Kings hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network.